This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, brought to you in part by The Daily Progress. Check out what's happening in Central Virginia at dailyprogress.com. A martial arts school in Charlottesville passed a milestone this weekend. The Mio Sim School of Karate and Kendo celebrated its 40th anniversary, a rare milestone for a small martial arts program. You're listening to a student in the Mio Sim School of Karate, performing a series of movements known as kata. The student wears a brown belt and slices his hands and feet through the air while controlling his breath, shouting out while simulating attacks. A master instructor is evaluating every nuance of the student's moves. A black belt is at stake. This test is part of the 40th anniversary celebration of Mio Sim, a discipline which encompasses two distinct martial arts.
Karate is an empty-handed style martial art. Kendo is a Japanese sword fighting art.
That's Rick Wellbeloved Stone, one of the head instructors of the Mio Sim School, which was founded in the early 60s by Korean immigrant Sung Hong.
Mio Sim is the name that Master Hong gave the school. Mio Sim means ultimate mind in Korean. Master Hong believed that the study of martial arts was something that goes beyond just physical techniques, that you have to be able to focus your mind and one's spirit. So it is a body, mind, and spirit discipline and requires a balance of the three.
Well-beloved Stone says martial arts schools are usually started by gifted individuals who feel they have a new way of teaching. Mio Sim is no exception.
Mr. Hong is just somebody who had enough gumption to say, I think I can teach these martial arts that I've learned, put them together in a package. There are now other master instructors who carry on Master Hong's teachings.
Those teachings evolved from Master Hong's martial arts education in his native Korea. He studied the Korean form of karate called Tangsudo. Beloved Stone says the discipline fell into disfavor in the 1950s as Taekwondo was made the official martial art of Korea. Hong was asked to join the Taekwondo Federation, but declined.
He thought that they were discarding some facets of Tangsudo martial arts that he thought was a mistake. They wanted to only use what they thought was pure Korean and discard other aspects. And so he refused, so he didn't join. And as a result, he decided to start his own school.
Master Hong opened his first dojo in 1963 near Gallaudet University in Washington, D.C. Hong had gone deaf when he was a child due to medications he was taking to fight polio. Mio Sim Kendo instructor Christian DeBon says Hong's lack of hearing made it difficult for him to teach his first set of students.
He would get on the floor and practice something, and the students would imitate him, or he would literally walk around the dojo and, you know, touch people and grab them and force their bodies into position sometimes, and then repeat the particular series of movements or kata, and the students would imitate it, and they would get better and better. And after a while, Grandmaster Hong learned how to read lips, and most of his black belt students learned how to use American Sign Language.
Master Hong's classes gained in popularity, and one of his students set up a Mio Sim club at the University of Virginia in 1966. Master Hong would travel to Charlottesville to evaluate his students.
There have been tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of different schools here in the United States for a variety of different martial disciplines, and we're very lucky because our discipline has had the stickiness to be able to keep going through folks learning in the system and passing that same gift on to other people throughout. And I've studied martial arts in a variety of different places, and you know, you come back a few years later and find that that school no longer exists. So we're really lucky to be able to have, you know, a school that's maintained its presence now since 1963.
Class, line up.
The candidates for the yearly black belt exam are getting ready to be judged.
I'd like to introduce you to our candidates today. I'm going to do it in alphabetical order because rank doesn't matter.
Edmund Campbell is the man responsible for bringing Mio Sim to ACAC, an athletic club in Charlottesville. Now a master instructor, he reads the names of those about to be tested.
First we have Joe Chante. We have Kevin Tilton, testing for first degree in kendo. Donald Norum, testing for first degree in kendo. Tom Champ, testing for first degree in karate.
One of the other master instructors is Fred Morton, who will evaluate the candidates for a black belt in karate.
Mio Sim means ultimate mind, whether it's karate or kendo. And our purpose as we've studied this over the years is how, under complex circumstances, do we learn to relax, breathe, have self-control, have some fun, and really push each other.
One by one, Morton calls up the candidates to have them demonstrate the forms they have learned.
Daniel. Daniel is going to do a form called Batsai, which means strong fortress.
Sun!
Well-beloved Stone explains that one way Myosim is distinguished from other forms of karate is in the kind of kata that the initiates are expected to perform.
Most martial arts schools, empty hand schools, have what are called kata, which means form. It's a choreographed set of moves that one practices. It's against imaginary opponents. We have Daeran kata, which are fighting kata against a real opponent, where your punch is received by a block on the other side, and then they counter. And so we have this dynamic kata where you have a living partner in front of you, and you're executing either attacks or defenses, and they're choreographed again. And, you know, you're working with a partner, but it's something that was purged from some schools. Some of our self-defenses, for instance, you wouldn't find in most Taekwondo schools, where we have people coming in with either kicks, grabs, punches, knife attacks, and we have set moves where we defend with some kind of controlling technique. We have quite a bit of mat work in our school where we take people down to the floor.
Don, what does kendo mean?
Sword way, sir.
The Myosim School also awards black belts and degrees in kendo, the art of Japanese sword fighting. Already a black belt, well-beloved Stone was up for his fourth dan in kendo at the 40th anniversary celebration.
In kendo, we're a little different than other kendo schools in that we put on the armor and the gear and stuff, and we whack away at each other with the armor on and the shinai. But in sport kendo, there are prescribed targets that one hits. You're supposed to shout it out when you're going to strike it, and there are certain places you don't hit people. Us, we're more like battlefield kendo. Anything you can hit that would maim or kill an opponent is fair game. Any technique. If you want to kick them, if you grab their sword and you kick them or you elbow them, all of those are legitimate techniques. Cutting the leg, stabbing, you know, we're willing to do any and all of it. So it's certainly different than the traditional sport fight. And I think that's a carryover from Master Hong's philosophy in karate fighting.
But despite what may sound like a violent form, well-beloved Stone says practicing Myosim provides him with a grounding escape.
No matter how rough of a day I have, once I start practice, I think of nothing else. I mean, terrible things can be going on in my personal life, and yet once the practice begins, I think of nothing else except that task at hand. As soon as we bow out the end of the class, life may come back and say, hello, you have these situations, these problems. But I'm able to face them with a little bit more calm, a little more perspective perhaps. So for me, it helps keep me sane.
Christian DeBaum was also up for his fourth dan in kendo. He says he teaches Myosim out of a sense of duty.
Martial arts are meant to be something that's given to you, and once you take it, it's meant to be passed along.
DeBaum estimates that since 1995, over 1,000 students have studied Myosim in Charlottesville. You've been listening to the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit our site at sevillepodcast.com.